Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know it's awesome, say, come on and lift your voice.
Good evening. I hope that everybody is doing okay today. Well, I am doing fine, and I just hope that everybody else is doing well, because the word is hope. H-O-P-E. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, is hope. So I hope that you are doing well, and I hope that you're ready for a wonderful message that God has given me to tell you tonight. And I hope that you can hear me clearly. Miss Mandy, I know that you're on the air. If you are going to speak tonight, you're not on the air. You're on the air, but you're not, you didn't click on one so you can be able to tune in. Okay. Let me see if I can click you on. Miss Mandy?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
Okay, good.
Great.
Well, I'm going to be talking about hope tonight, and I hope that you can join in later and tell me where is your hope. So just get ready.
Okay. Think,
marinate on that and think about it and let me know where is your hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but
we'll do.
I'm going to read some scriptures and read some messages that I hope that all of you can chew on and use for the rest of the week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great.
One thing I do, this is a scripture, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. That's coming from Philippians 3:13. It is a sign of God's immeasurable grace that no person ever reaches a stage in their life where he cannot start afresh. Every day the dreams, the darns, is a new beginning. Our God is the God of the second chance. And I'm sure we all heard that before. Our God is the God of a second chance. But past failures may seem to have trapped you in a rut where hope and expectation have already died. Do not, however, allow whatever may have happened in the past to cause you to lose sight of what the future may hold. Yes, we must be able to look at the prize. If you wish to make a fresh start, make a firm decision to be done with your old life, even though it will try to influence you, your new way of living. And that happens all the time. We know that we need to go forward, Miss Mandy, but something puts us back. We have no hope. So it stops and it influences the new way of living to come, because sometimes we don't have that hope that we need to have. So it stops us from going ahead. It is also important to remember that all new life comes from God alone, who is the source and the creator of all life. It is the only, as you acknowledge that you will experience their regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. Continuing affirm that new life flows through you as a result of God's grace and his mercy, and you will receive the inheritance of new life that is yours in Christ. And I'm sure that we want to receive that grace and mercy that we can get from our Savior and Jesus Christ. And there is hope for the future. Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? That's coming from 2 Samuel, the 23rd, the 5th chapter. Many people are overburdened with worry, and their future seems dark and unsure. Deep anxiety is caused by carrying the heavy burden of daily responsibilities. Unless you have had a strong faith, this could have far-reaching effects on your physical and your emotional and mental well-being. The Son of the Most High God died and rose from the dead to set you free from the burden of worry. God loves you so much that Jesus Christ gave his life to redeem you from the terrible burden of anxiety worries. Through his death and resurrection, Christ gave the glorious assurance to all of us who believe in him, who accept him as Savior and Redeemer, that they will receive the reward and eternal life when they will be with him forever. There is no doubt about that promise. You have the word of the living God himself to guarantee it. Unless those who have no hope, you are blessed with the assurance that the Savior died in order that you may live, regardless of the circumstances. Just remember, regardless of the circumstances that you may find yourself in at this very, very moment, this assurance should be a great comfort and encouragement that God, your Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross just for you. Because of this, you can have hope for the future. Can you have hope for the future, Miss Mandy, knowing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you?
Yes, yes. There is hope in Jesus. What a subject to be talking about today. We have to keep our faith in God and to know that through God, all things are possible. And with the thing that's going on in today's life, God said in his word, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we know that with the hope and the faith and not doubting God, our desires will be answered. God is a loving God. In Timothy, they talk about hope. In Philippians, the Philippians, the second chapter, talks about Timothy and his hope. He says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you. I will be happy to learn how you are. I have no other person like Timothy. Timothy was a great man of God. He had the hope, and he could teach the people about God, and they would understand through his life and how he has studied to show God's word in us today. Now, today, in today's society, we have hope that God is going to bring this election through. God is in charge of our country. We know, Mira, that we have things in high places that is out of order with God, but we as Christians have that hope and that faith that God is going to carry us through because we are God's children and we depend on God for everything that we do. It may seem hard right now that Satan is on the top of things, but we know in our heart that Christ is the ruler of everything. And you know, Mary, nothing happens unless God allows it to happen.
Amen.
Satan may feel that he is in control of this universe,
right,
but he's not. It seems like everything is going down here with our president and with all the high people in high places that think they're running things and they know everything. It is not them. It is God allowing what happened to them. But he's
right.
going to take care of his people. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And
that's
he said,
right.
The weak, poor I will be with always. So it doesn't matter how they throw dots at this universe and at people of God, God is still in charge. We are God's children. Matthew tells us who are God's children. Matthew's the 12th chapter and the 5th verse. It tells us who God's children are. And for a lot of people, they may not realize that we are all God's children if we have the same thing in common. We love God, we trust God, we obey God, and we do his will.
Right.
Now, here's a little riddle, Mary, if I have time to say it.
Go ahead.
In what kind of family can you have brothers and sisters who are not related by birth? In other words, they do not have the same mother, and they can even grow up in the same house at the same time without ever knowing each other's name. As strange as this sounds, there is such a family in this verse. Jesus explains his idea of a family, his spiritual family, and we are his spiritual family. God's spiritual family has people in it from all over the world, men, women, boys, and girls who have obeyed God and have trusted in Christ as their Savior.
Yes.
Although Jesus was raised in a family with parents, brothers, and sisters, his spiritual family includes those who obey God. No matter how big or how small your earthly family is, if you are a Christian, you also have a spiritual family with so many members that you can never count them. So we are God's children, and this is God's family. And he's going to look over us. He's going to get
yes.
us through this. We
oh,
just
yes.
give it all to God.
Right. We're going to have that faith and hope.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have never seen a situation like we're in today. But we are depending on God to carry us through. And he will.
Yes, he will.
He will.
Deal with that hope.
Yes.
The Lord is good to those who hope in him.
Yes. Gotta
those
have hope.
Seek him.
Yes.
Yeah. Hope is amazing. It can grow and strive even in the bleakest circumstances.
Yes, yes.
A prisoner of war suffers brutal abuse of the hands of his capture, but
yes,
they cannot break his spirit or rob him of hope.
That's
that
right.
One day he will be free again.
Amen.
It's hope that keeps us moving forward, always looking to be a better day.
Always.
Hope is God's gift. Thank him for it by placing your hope in him.
No
he
God.
Is for now profoundly faithful. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Why is disrupted within me? Pour your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. That's coming from Psalms 42:3-6. People hope in many things. They hope for money, they hope for possession, other people, power, fame, and status, even their own strength. None of these have the power to sustain hope, but God does. Money and possession can be gone in a moment, but he will never change. He will never leave you or forsake you. But he will never let you down.
Never.
Power, fame, and status are remarkable features. Even your own strength will one day be gone. But God will still be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. So we need to place our hope in him, because he will always be there for us.
Oh, yes. Yes, God will always be there for us. And Psalms 42 is a very good book to read. It talks about wishing to be with God, wishing to be near God, that hope that one day we are going to be with God. And if we keep that in our spirit, that God is the answer to everything that we go through, we'll win. We'll win. Amen.
And when we have hope, then we can have belief.
That's right.
And when we have belief, we can have faith.
Faith, there you
and
go.
When we have faith, we can persevere. We can get to the next day, next moment in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep that hope for the future.
Keep that hope alive.
Yes, because God will give it to us.
Yes,
so,
he will. Amen.
Yes. Now, I'm going to talk about, for a moment, between hope and despair.
Hope and despair.
And despair.
Yes,
Christ never promised that those who followed him would always remain on the mountaintop.
Amen.
He himself and his disciples in the valley, where they became intensely aware of their powerless and incompetent. It is encouraging to know that Paul experienced the depth of spiritual depression.
Amen.
Yet he rose to great height, where he was able to praise God for victory. Although you will at times experience both hope and despair, need to decide where you will choose to live. God mm-hmm. wants to taste the joy and feel the strength that flows through you, that your awareness of Him, His loving presence in your life. Too few of us sometimes don't feel that way. We don't feel victorious. We have more despair than hope.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They are so aware of their sinfulness, failures, and defeats that they never recover behind their spiritual unworthiness, instead of focusing
Glory.
On the abundant life that can be be theirs through the power of the Holy Spirit in them.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, when you yield His presence, you will begin to live to His glory and become a worthy channel of His love and power.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Even though you can have despair, God will give you hope, and hope can give you belief, and belief will give you the faith to persevere through these different situations that we are going through. I have never heard some of the things that's been happening today. On the news, you hear the most strangest things that are happening.
Amen. That is so
yes.
true.
But in spite of all those things that we're hearing, we got to continue to have that four-letter word, H-O-P-E, hope, knowing that God will always be there for you, get you through whatever circumstances that you might be going through.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, there's so many things I can give testimonies on. Just to have a little bit of hope, that's all you have to do. It's a little bit of hope. Just like they talk, what's that scripture, Miss Mandy, about having a little faith in a mustard seed?
And yeah, you can
amazing.
Have faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Doesn't
so,
have to be that big.
Imagine. That's all we need. It's a little bit of faith.
Little bit.
And God will give us the rest that we need.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
So
and we got to keep that. Go ahead. Yes.
Hey,
ooh,
go ahead,
thank you, Jesus. That love and faith. And when you have love in your heart, all these things are going to follow. Faith.
Oh, yeah.
Hope. Believe and don't doubt. Like in Psalms 40, it talks about, my God, I want to do what you want. Your teachings are in my heart. So we study God's word and know what He wants us to do, and we do that, there's all the hope in the world that we need to
yes,
be
right.
with King Jesus in times like these. And prayer. Keep praying. Keep talking to God. Keep the faith. And ask Him. And when you ask Him for things, believing and don't doubt, He will give it to you.
Oh, yes,
because
He will.
Because He is that kind of God.
He
loves us, yes. That
yes.
agape love. You know, there's a lot of different types of love out there, but that agape love is the one that Christ wants us to have. And you can fulfill all these other things that we're talking about hope tonight, in Jesus' name.
Right. We just can't give up.
No, we can't give up.
We can't give
gotta
up.
Be.
We have to be strong in the Lord. Trusting
yes, Lord.
Him and trusting Him, believing in Him.
No,
it is so important because these days are a very trying time. And if you don't
very.
Have faith and hope in Him, it's going to be hard to get through these things.
Yes, Lord. Can't
so we'll,
do it without God.
Yes, it will be hard to get through these things. But if we have the hope and let God work through us, day by day, we'll be able to see. We'll be able to. It'll help you when you can see that God is answering your prayer and helping you do things. It just knowing that you can keep depending on Him every day for those assurance, those comforts.
That blessed assurance.
Yes.
Yes. In Psalms 46, it tells us how God protects His people. God is our protection and our strength. He always helps us in time of trouble. He is there for us. He is just so awesome until it just makes chills go through your body to see how great God is.
Yes.
And we only trust him, only hope, only believe, so we will not be afraid if the earth shakes or if the mountains fall into the sea. We will not fear even if the ocean roars and roars, because God is on our side, and we have that hope, that faith, and that love, and that belief in God that he's going to carry us through, because God protects us people, and we are God's people.
Definitely.
Yes.
The one
yes,
thing Lord. That's important, Ms. Mandy, through all of this, the hope and the trust and the belief, God wants us to praise him.
Praise him. Oh, yes.
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 I mean, he wants to hear. He wants us to love on him.
Yes. Yes.
By praising him and letting him know how much we care about him, that's important, because it's like saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I mean, praising him and just loving on him, that is letting him know that we appreciate
the
things that he does for us. So even though that we pray and ask him to give us this hope and strength that we need to get through these things, he wants us to acknowledge him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes,
praise
go in the book of Psalms. There's so many places there. Verses, chapters about praising him, how you can praise him.
Yes.
When I get up in the morning, I normally say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall
his praises.
In my mouth.
Make yes.
Him know whatever I feel when I get up in the morning, I'm going to praise him in spite of whatever it might be. I'm going to praise him. So,
and you know, Mary, Psalms 47 talks a lot about that praising.
Right.
He thrives on that praise that we give to him. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with joy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Sing praises to God.
Yes.
Sing praises to our King. So he just tells us, God is King of all the earth. So sing a song of praise to him. God
right.
is the King of the nations. He sits on his high throne. Oh, Lordy God, the leader
so
of
many
the nation.
Ooh, and
thank you,
Psalm, to praise him.
Yes,
he wants to be praised.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He will continue to give you that hope that you need, which will make you believe, have that belief in him, and then the faith that will get you through these difficult times.
Yes.
Through. So just remember, this week, practice the hope in God.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that he will give you to get through one day at a time. So remember this week, keep that four-letter word within your mind and your heart, hope, H-O-P-E.
Yes, Lord.
Because if you have hope in Jesus, he will teach you how to continue to have the belief and faith in him each and every day. Ms.
Yes,
Dan,
Lord.
Want to say
thank
anything?
You.
We've got only a few seconds left.
We just want to send a shout out to all of God's people to thank them for having that hope that Jesus is going to make everything all right. On the belief, trust him. And love him. Love your neighbor as yourself, but love him. And use that agape love. When you use that agape love, you can't go wrong.
Right.
That hope is there in Jesus' name. Ooh,
well,
Lord.
I hope that you've enjoyed our message tonight. Thank you, Ms. Mandy, for joining me.
Thanks, Mary.
And again, next week, the same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And thank you again, Ms. Mandy. And you
You're
have
welcome,
a blessed
Mary. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still love declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still lost. Oh, yeah. I've got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of God, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
Right out the storm.
Right out the storm.
I made it through.
I'm still alive.
Now I gotta get this one up. I gotta